Stop in each room of the house and invite Jesus' love and warmth into each room. Commit to live as a gift to Jesus rather than for ourselves.
Celebrating Epiphany by Barbara Howard of Mooresville, North Carolina.
Recently, friends Jeff and Virginia Wagner taught us how they celebrate the Epiphany each year in their family. As they prepare for the Epiphany, the three Nativity Magi travel around their home, simulating the journey to the Christ child. On the Epiphany, the Magi join the Holy Family at the Nativity, carrying their gifts. The kids dress as Magi this day, and after lighting their own candle from the Advent wreath or central Nativity candle, they process around the house singing We Three Kings. They stop in each room of the house and invite Jesus' love and warmth into each room. This year, they shared their celebration with a small group at church with a few added ideas. Before approaching the Nativity, each child wrote what gift they would like to offer Jesus for the year. My daughter decided to give what she calls playfulness. For her, it means to play games other kids would like to play instead of always playing what she would like to play. My youngest wrapped up one of her new baby bottles to present to Jesus. The adults participated as well. Personally, this exercise of thinking about what gift I have to offer Jesus has been a spiritually stirring experience. It's also a great way for young and old to realize the power of Jesus' love in our everyday lives, and to commit to live as a gift to Jesus rather than for ourselves. After presenting our gifts written on paper, we lit a candle and processed through the church to the parking lot, singing We Three Kings. We then took our candles home and walked through the house, inviting Jesus into each and every room. The drive home is also another way to share the story of the three Magi. Take a different route home. Just today, when reading a sign on the side of the road asking, "What are your New Year's resolutions?" I realized that I made mine on January 6th, not January 1st. What personal gift do you give to Jesus this year? And how will you remember each and every day to share that gift with your neighbor? Thank you, Jeff and Virginia.
Celebrating Epiphany was shared by Barbara Howard of Mooresville, North Carolina.